Okay, good morning. It is the 20th of November, Yud Beis Kislev. Yud Beis Kislev, getting close to Hanukkah. We are Pasuk Chaf Beis, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf Beis. Vayosar Avimelech al Yisrael Shalosh Shonim. And Avimelech was Yosar. How would you translate Yosar? Ruled on Yisrael for 3 years. Vayasar Avimelech al Yisrael Shalosh Shani. Okay. Any questions or diyukim?
Why not Be Yisrael?
Be Yisrael as opposed to al Yisrael. Okay, that's a diyuk. Okay. Oh, excellent, excellent. Why? One second. Hold that for a second.
It's like minister.
Yeah. The only time in Tanakh, according to the Das Sofim, that we have this on a melech or a shofet, the Lashon Vayosar. Only time in Tanakh. Wow. Only time in Tanakh.
Shimon said it.
He ministered.
Okay.
Administered.
We'll see what the Mefarshim say. Okay? But fine. So that's a deal. The Vayosar is unique. Is unique to Avimelech. Okay? Anything else? So who was he king over? Or who was he ruler over?
The whole nation.
Okay. Pashtus from our Pasuk. The whole nation. Yeah? Al Yisrael. Al Yisrael. There's a problem though, because later in Pasuk Chaf Ches, it looks as if he's only king over Shechem. Vayomer Goal ben Eved, mi Avimelech mi Shechem. Ki navdu alo ben Yuvah, Evdos anshe chamor avi Shechem, adu navdeinu anachnu. Okay, so it sounds like from there, it's only on Shechem, and here it says Al Yisrael. So that's also a question. Okay.
Well, Shechem was a major city. It was like the capital, you know.
Mm-hmm. So what do you want to say?
So I'm saying when they say Malach ben Shechem, maybe he was talking about, yeah, it's like the whole area, whatever, the whole thing. Like you say today, Jerusalem, or you say...
I can't hold back from telling you the Kilas Yaakov's pshat. I just love it so much.
Okay.
Kilas Yaakov says, what's pshat al Yisrael? Because who was Avimelech? He was a Gilgal of the first Avimelech. The first Avimelech was king over... So here it says, Vayasha Avimelech, but this time Al Yisrael. Not on Pelishtim in Grar, but Al Yisrael. So Lav Dafka, it's Al Kol Yisrael, it could just be Shechem, according to that. It could just be Shechem, but the point is that he's a ruler over Jews this time, and not over non-Jews. Okay, that's the Kabbalistic pshat. I like it a lot. I don't see Philip liking as much as I do. What did he do to deserve that? He wasn't such a bad guy.
Killed the 70 brothers.
No. Meaning the first Avimelech. He's saying the first Avimelech. All right, he wasn't such a bad guy, and he gave kavod. I mean, they had this whole thing that how Avimelech gave kavod to Avram. To Avram. Avimelech gave cover to Avram, and he didn't. He had actually a whole thing. The Eshel Avram had a whole thing on Gilgulim, different types of Gilgulim. Should we look at that quickly? Hold on. Let's see if I can just find it. He said, we don't necessarily understand Gilgulim so much. Or, I'm sorry, he doesn't say that. He said, we didn't understand the Gulam so much for a long time until the Anshei Kabbalah revealed to us Gilgulim zelo ruchos. Gilgulim are not spirits. Gilgulim ze she'oso adam hisgalgel ba'adam acher. Says that Gilgul means that this person comes back as another person. Im ze adam rasha az ha'gilgul ba b'shvil l'sakein mashet kilkil. If the person is a Rasha, so the Gilgul comes to be Misakin, Mashikil, Shulaihu Yachzer B'tshuva V'Yisakin as HaResha She'asa. Maybe he'll do tshuva this time and fix what he messed up. V'im Zadam Sadik, and if the person's a Sadik, because you sometimes have Gilgulim who were originally Rishayim and sometimes who were originally Tzadikim. V'im Zadam Sadik Hu Ba B'Gilgul Ba'adam Sadik, B'shvil lazer lo b'avodas Hashem. V'yesh l'zeh shem mefursam b'toras hanistar. Zoso meres sheyesh gilgul shel rishayim. Shevamakom gehenim danu also lavo b'gilgul. There are gilgulim of rishayim that in gehenim they, paskin that they should come back. Ulai yisaknu et esma shekilgul b'gilgul kol. And the reason for that is we give them a chance. Maybe they can fix what they messed up the first time. Yesh l'pam sadikim sheyesh lem baya emez a prat. But there could also be a tzaddik who had a little issue in something. He can come to fix that thing. Okay, so sometimes the tzaddik is misgalgel because he also has something to fix. And sometimes the tzaddik is misgalgel just to give siyat d'shmaya. And when this neshama enters the person, so he becomes a gadol. Mikach also gadol sheshochim bekirbo, who mikabel kochos atzumim, klomer sheolam holich besod hagilgulim, umizek korin harbe dvarim baolam harbe pamamashik karab medina. Right, we say this on a lot of things. Harbe anashim shaychis osam laolam hagilgulim. Many people are from the world of Gilgulim. Gam Yisraelim shayu memshala upalu letova im Yisrael. Afilu shayu chiloniim heim bal beiz a Gilgul shu. Even people who maybe weren't from the first time. Vegam beumos haolam arashayim bal beiz a Gilgul shu. And it could happen also by Goyim. Ha'ish shel ha hiskadim. I don't know. Huba beiz a Gilgul shel eiz a rasha gadol. Shel eiz a nefesh karua. Ulai shel Nebuchadnezzar shehitla beishbo v'ulai kol minei dvarim shekorim b'olam ze olam ha gilgulim. So he says that's how there's different types of gilgulim. One of the things he said, he didn't say the words, but there's something called an ibur neshama. There's a gilgul, like a full gilgul, which is, you know, the person comes originally as the other person, but then a person can get like sort of a neshama added to him, so to speak, an ibur neshama. It's actually, I wasn't planning to talk about this, but since we're on the topic, amazing story with Rav Shimshon Pinkus. Shimshon Pinkus Zatzal. He was learning in Brisk, and he was a bachar, he was learning in Brisk. And they have diras in Brisk. They don't have a dormitory, they have diras. So, you know, he was renting a dira with a bunch of friends. And they did the bedika. And then after they finished the bedika, he realized the attic. No one checked the attic, right? So he goes up, or it was more of a, like a roof attic. So he goes up there, and covered in dust, a tremendous balagan. Looked like no one had been there, possibly in years, right? So at first he starts, am I really chayiv? Magen Shem thinks about chametz. No one comes here, whatever. And he realized, you know, he's just making excuses. So he said, no, I got to do a bedika. He couldn't even do a bedika. It was such a mess. So he had to just start cleaning, making space so he could do a bedika. He was up the entire night. The entire night, he was up doing the bedika. The next day was Erev Pesach, so he had a lot of things to do. He thought for sure by the Seder he's just going to crash, you know? He's hoping his face wouldn't fall into the soup during the Seder. But he went the whole Seder. After the Seder, still going.
Had a dream?
Still going. Felt like he didn't need any sleep, stayed up the whole entire night, learning about Yetzias Mitzrayim. He figures the next day he's going to crash. He went on like this for about a week with almost no sleep. And he said from that day on, he was a different person. He had kochos, he had abilities, he had, you know, that he never had before. And he believes he must have gotten an ibur neshama in the schus of being Moser Nefesh for the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. He got an ibur neshama. Pretty amazing story. Yeah, anyway, okay. So back to the pasuk. Okay. So what's the vayosha? Okay, so first the mefarshim, the main mefarshim, Rashi, Barbanel, Ralbag, Radak, all pretty much say the same thing. They all have short lashonas, so just read them to you. Rashi says, Vayashar al korcham, nahog rabbonos ubegaiva. Okay? So he was a balgaiva, and it was forced. It was forced, meaning they didn't want him, a tyrant. They didn't want him to be the melech. Okay, so who didn't want him to be the melech? We're saying al korcham.
Well, didn't we once say that when the Navi says Yisrael, it only means, I forget, what is it, the Amcha, but not the Tzaddikim, or is it Lahavra? I don't remember either,
but yeah, one way was, right, so here it's Yisrael and Apanei Yisrael. Here's Yisrael and Apanei Yisrael. Yisrael and Apanei
Yisrael. Yisrael here would make sense as the Amcha, but the
Bnei Yisrael, not necessarily. I hear, could be. But if it's Al Karcham, then it could be. Even the
one,
yeah, I'm saying if it's al karcham, maybe it's the other way. We have to look. I have to remember which one was what. If it's al karcham, then who is it? Who is it if it's al karcham? Is it Anshei Shechem only? Pashtus not right. So Pashtus from Rashi, if he's saying al karcham, I would say I'd be medayik in Rashi that it's not only Anshei Shechem, right? Because Anshei Shechem, you can't say al karcham. They wanted him to be melech. The Radak says, "Vehu in Sirara, ulefisha malach me'atzmo. He became king by himself. Velo malach al kol Yisrael, and he wasn't melech al kol Yisrael. Lefikach amar vayasher velo amar vayishpot, ki lo halach bederech tova. He didn't go in the good way. Velo hichzir es Yisrael lemutav, and he did not bring them back." To Shuva, so that's why this unique lashon vayosar, and not vayimloch. The Abar Benel says, "Zocher she'avi melech hismida mimemshal tegemashal." Okay, fine. He just says gemashal levad. Who else did I want to see? The Ralbag. V'inei lo malach avi melech aysol ki imshal shanim, only for 3 years. But toch ze azman hakotzer niskay makil las yosa. Already had this ruach ra. Okay, fine. They're not going on the vayasar, vayasar. But here also, I'm sorry. The Malbim says loksi vayishpot kilo shafat rak sar bechazaka. Similar to the Radak, it doesn't say vayishpot. Bless you. Like by the other. Shoved him, right? It says Vayasar. Why? Because he wasn't shofet. He just ruled with chazak. How do you say with chazak? With force. Yes.
Yeah, you have this Hashem Lucha and Moshe Bagoyim.
Mm-hmm.
So Lucha is Beskama,
right.
Kabbalah Lehem.
Correct. And Memshala is force.
Memshala is the force. So the whole idea of Memshala, and translate that as government.
Okay.
So you can have, he governed, basically. Like you can have a government mm-hmm. which is totally mm-hmm. secular, totally even antithetical to Torah, but they have control. so he governed, but to the extent that he was able to impose his will,
okay,
he governed.
I hear.
The extent that they didn't,
I'm not sure if
they bypassed it. So it's be Yisrael, but not call Yisrael.
Right. So you're saying Vayasar and Memshala are the same thing.
I'm saying similar.
Yeah.
If you want to use an example of, so basically the idea of a government, if you live in under a government, mm-hmm. so basically you're under their rule, they're ruling over you, not necessarily because you like them, or because they're tzaddikim. But to the extent that they can control you.
They control you, right.
They control you. To the extent that you can avoid their control and not really accept their authority, you don't mm-hmm. really accept their authority, you're just forced to comply with...
No, because it's still with the haskama of the majority or a plurality.
Well, that's democracy. It's not Malthus.
The Targum says Malthus.
Oh, okay, we'll get to that. Good, right? The Targum is going to say Umalach, right? So... yeah. Right, so he brings the exactly that point, Chaim. So he brings Rashi and the Radak and the Barbanel, and then he says, "Avu betargum keng kasa v'molach avi melech." It does say umolach. Also, the Yalkut says that. Shemar Kodesh Baruch Hu legido. Ani ma'vir mimcha ben sheyimloch shaloshanim.
That can mean he reigns.
Avo b'chol zos b'navi lo kasev ayimloch. Right, but certainly the navi doesn't say ayimloch. Ela kasev ayosha. Mishum shekanira rak b'ksas mekomos misuyamim ba'ar yisrael noag kemelech u'b'shar rov mekomos yisrael noag rak kesar. So that's the chilek that he wants to make. That in certain places he was like a melech, maybe Shechem, maybe the neighboring Beis Malo, possibly. But in many other areas he was like a sar, meaning he forced his rule onto them. Okay, so that's what he wants to say with that.
Loosely, vayimlo could mean to reign. When you say that a president reigns over, or governor reigns over a particular state, doesn't mean he's a king. He just reigns. He's in control.
Okay, but I mean, again, the Navi's medayik in their Lishonos, and the Targum also would be, you know, more meduyak in what he would say. Meaning, the word is vayasa, and he's saying vayimloch. Like, he doesn't have to say that. Why is he saying vayimloch? So he wants to say that he must have been an actual king over in certain areas, but overall he was not a king. Overall, he was more of a sar than a king.
But the Targum's not reflecting the diuk on the Vayanos. Why is the Targum go out of his way to say it differently?
Yes, I think that's what the Divrei Torah wants to say. That you know he still in some ways or in some areas was an actual king. Even though okay. He brings the clay.
It's like a klomar, you know. It's don't be medayik from Yonas is what he's saying. It's.
And Shechem wasn't exactly metropolis.
It was one of the bigger cities. It seems. It seems it was one of the bigger cities.
Yeah, it was the population of a big city at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but related to the rest of the country.
And people, it's an agrarian society. People, farmers.
Right.
Might have a few. The arena and city, but everybody else is on a piece of land.
True. So it wasn't necessarily a big amount of people that actually wanted him to be the mayor.
Did you say this over
1100 years? That's what Sofim says.
It's just very interesting. The Tsar, usually you talk about the Tsar of the country, things like that. Mm-hmm. But there's no Tsar of the Tsar.
Either a melech or a shofet. I mean, that's the lashon. Either a melech or a shofet. We don't find.
So
right.
Maybe the implication of the Tsar is that it's not really a place for the Tsar of Yisrael. It's like a fake king because there's no Tsar in Yisrael.
Yeah.
Could we say that technically all the conditions of Malucha didn't exist, but he was like acting king?
We definitely could say that. Yeah, we definitely could. And we're going to get into the question because the next pasuk they rebelled against him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is there a Morid B'Malchus issue or not? Is there a Morid B'Malchus issue or not? So we're going to get into that. Okay, he brings the Kliyaka. The Kliyaka brings this Yalkut that we're always bringing, this big Kasha, which is that the Yalkut says that this was a schus for Gidon that Avimelech ruled for 3 years. So what type of schus is this? Is the question we keep asking. Right? If it's Avimelech and he's a Rasha, Bechulu, so why is this schus? So he says, the Divrei Torah, Nir Lefiyani Azdaiki, She'af She'betchila Chata Avimelech Sh'arag HaShiv HaMachiv. Okay? And he's going out a little bit here, not explaining like most others, but true, Avimelech did a tremendous act of rishus when he started off, אבל בזכוסו של גדעון זכה שם לקדוש ברוך הוא חייך שאני מאמין לך בן שיים לך ישראל והיינו שבזכוס גדעון לא עשה אבי מלך דברים רואים בכל אוסן שלוש שנים שמלך להם אלא חוזר למותה והקצס טוב והגון וישראל. That during the 3 years that he actually was ruled, yes, true, he started off with Rishus by killing the 70 brothers. However, when he actually ruled, he was not Chote, and he ruled well. V'chein kasev b'radak l'kaimam. The Radak is actually Medayik in a pasuk later on, the beginning of Perek Yud. It says, V'yakom acharei avimelech lehoshia es Yisrael tola ben pua. And after Avimelech, a person came along to save the Jewish people. So she has to say, by the name of Tola ben Pua. Shegam Avimelech she has to say. The Dirk is, the Radak says, that also Avimelech was the Hoshea. We're saying after Avimelech was the Hoshea, after Avimelech was the Savior, so you have Tola ben Pua being the Savior. So that, right? So he was also a Savior. Be'afa pisha nizkar, Khan kiven shamer achre Avimelech nir shigam hu oshias Yisrael. V'ilu lo haya kein lo haya omer achre. Also, v'lo yanim nem shofti Yisrael. If he was a total Russia, how could he be counted as one of the shoftim, which he is? He is counted as one of the shofti Yisrael. V'lo nemer olav ayaser al Yisrael ad. Okay, I don't know what he means by that. Vinei, mevor, Shavimelech nimna bein shofti Yisrael v'hu gam hoshia osam rak lefishelo haya bekashrus gemura. But he wasn't totally kosher, obviously, because of the way he started. So therefore, it doesn't say Vayesh Bores Yisrael. As the Radak says, shofateness, Shelo Alach Bederech Tov, Belo Yichzeres Yisrael Amutav, Kemevor Radak, Al Mitzad Sheni, Gamala Hayibo, Ki Oshias Yisrael. However, he did save Klai Yisrael mi'aroveim v'chol zeh schuso miyuchedes shel Gidon, and this all came from the schus of Gidon she'avnu lefnei Avimelech shebeschus sa zacha lenahel malchus haguna b'Yisrael ba'osir shalosh shanos. He did have a good malchus for those 3 years. Like he said, this is his l'shitaso that Avimelech did do some tshuva lo matzasa Avimelech chet achre milvar chet shel arigas b'nei Gidon. The only chet we actually find by Avimelech and the Navi is that he killed the brothers. Otherwise, we don't find anything else. L'fi shelo shav b'tshuva karoi al chet arigas. That's pretty good one, true. Al chet arigas shivim b'nei Gidon l'chei nenash l'besof kashas. In the end, he did get a very bad punishment, right? In the end, the klala of Yosef comes through, and he's killed, and he's killed by a woman, v'chulu, all that. That is because he still is deserving of punishment, even though he had 3 years. Which is also the diak, some say, 3 years, because that's when the schus of Gidon ran out. So he had only 3 years, because the schus of Gidon ran out after that. Up why, until why? Then, he had the schus of Gidon. Why three? Because we said he said three things. That was the Yalkut. What was the lashon of the Yalkut again? Amr shlosha devarim v'hu amr lo shlosha devarim. Yeah.
First of all, it contradicts the Radak. Number two, I don't see anywhere.
No, he's saying it's not. No, he's saying because the Radak himself says later on, that he was a Moshiach of Yisrael. He was Moshiach of Yisrael.
Moshiach from where?
Pasuk Yud. Look, turn to Pasuk Yud. Parag Yud. Parag Yud, Pasuk Aleph. Parag Yud, Pasuk Aleph. And it says, Vayakam achre Avimelech lo shias Yisrael tola ben pua. So the Radak there says, lo shias Yisrael shegam Avimelech lo shias Yisrael. V'af al pishelo nizkar, kivin shama achre Avimelech, nir shegam huo shias Yisrael miyad obeyan. V'ilu lo king, lo haya omer achre, lo ya nimna im shofte Yisrael.
Does it
show? Lo nema alava yaser.
I don't see any. Well, I mean, I didn't cover it up to this point, but unless there's showing attack or oppression that's attempted by the.
The Navi doesn't say. The Navi doesn't say, but that's the diak that they're that's the diak they're
adapting. Where do you get that from? V'yakom achrei hoshiyat Yisrael. Yeah, to save them from his rule.
No, but he says acharei means that it was like this before, and it's also like this after. That's the. I mean, in his knowledge of Tanakh, he says that's the way acharei is used. When it says acharei, it means it was like this before and also after.
It's really.
So why does
I see no proof from the pshat he did anything that was, and in fact, and when we said in the beginning was it Madak, that he didn't bring Israel to matzav mutav. It didn't better their situation. I don't see where he saved anybody from outside enemies or whatever. I don't see any zchut here, and I think
they're referring it. That's not in the psukim. Why isn't it in the psukim?
It's a diak. It's a diak. I mean, again, the Radak is making a diak. Again, we have this yalkut. We do have this yalkut to say that these years were a payback to Gedon, which also implies that there's something good about these 3 years. And with these diukim, this is how they learn. This is how they learn. And plus, he's counted as a shofet. He is counted as a shofet.
So they have to come up with something bizchuto if he's on that list.
That's what it seems. That's what it seems. Right. It is hard.
So
the
only question is, why does the Navi mention that openly? Why do we have to, stretch?
Well, I think maybe exactly that. Exactly, because of. He certainly was not on the level of the other shoftim. Mm. He certainly had terrible averus. Mm. And the Navi doesn't want to go outright and say maybe something good about Abimelech. And you have to find it only from a diak. You have to see only from a diak that, yes, he was a Moshiach, and yes, he did have 3 good years, and yes. But overall, how are we remembering Abimelech? We're remembering Abimelech, that he killed out his 70 brothers. That is true. I mean, we have the ability to do this as Jews. We have the ability to... see all different parts of a person and not just look at all or nothing. This is, it takes a more sophistication to be able to break it down, and say that, yes, he did a terrible, terrible act, but a person could do tshuva on some level, and he did some level of tshuva, and that's how the Divrei Torah wants to learn the whole time also, that he did some level of tshuva. Again, is he going down as one of our biggest tzaddikim? Definitely not. He's definitely not going down as one of our biggest tzaddikim. But did he have schusim? Was this a schus for Gidon? The fact that he ruled, did he do some tshuva? That we definitely could say. That we definitely could say. I don't know that everyone would learn this way. Again, this is the way the Radak learns. This is the way the Divrei Torah is learning. Not necessarily everyone would learn that way.
Well, what? I mean, in Nun Vav, which precedes that Pasuk Aleph in Yud, Nun Vav and Nun Zayin, that does not sound like it's singing his praises, right? B'yashav Elokim et ra'at Avimelech Hashem.
Right, but that's
exactly...
Yes.
Ra'at Anshishven.
Correct. And that's what the Divrei Torah says, that he still did get a bad punishment, and he still deserved that for what he did to his brothers. He still deserved that. Like, again, I was talking, I had some guys over Shalosh Shudas, and we were saying that, the people, a lot of people think, like, I'm either a tzaddik or I'm a rasha, So if I'm a rasha anyway, if I miss Shachris most days, right? So is there a point in me going to Shachris some days? Or if I miss Mincha most days, so should I try to go other days to Mincha, Or if I don't do this mitzvah right all the time, should I never do it right? And of course that's the wrong approach, right? Every single mitzvah that we do, we get tremendous chus for, and we're judged for every single thing, right? Every single thing we're judged for. So, people aren't perfect, and, you could have a terrible, such a terrible act like Avimelech did, but he can still have schosim, and he can still have a good side to him, and he still could have done tshuva, and he still could have done that is the koach of tshuva, and we have the ability to do that. Okay, let's see the Rinas Yitzchak. We haven't seen the Rinas Yitzchak in a while. Remember, he's a lamdan. He's more into halacha.
Okay, so first of all, he says, also from Rashi, that this Vayasar means Al Karcha. And he says, this is the exact opposite of what a Melech is supposed to be. V'ayinu kamash kasev la'el, Shavi Melech rotza malchus, he wanted it for himself. V'zeo ma'idik sivarcha shunog srara u'begaiva. Lehepech mimash nistavu ha-melech. The opposite of how a melech is supposed to be. Kamash kasev ha-rambam in perak beiz, milchus melachim, halacha vav, v'lo yina gasus leiv b'yisrael yoser midai. And you shouldn't put yourself too much over Klai Yisrael, meaning a little bit, yes, because he's the Melech, but not too much. Shenemer lebilti rom levavo meyachiv, a pasuk in Chumash, right? You shouldn't lift your heart over your brothers. Va'omer imayom tia eved lamazel olim yisnag ba'anava yisera. A person should always have tremendous anava, meaning a king, especially a king needs to have tremendous anava, and of course the great kings, David HaMelech was like that. Vayasar Avimelech HaYisrael. Okay, and now he has this question that we mentioned. Mashma shelo rak al Shechem bilvad malachim al kol Yisrael. So it's mashma from our pasuk. He wasn't only king over Shechem; he was king over all of Yisrael. V'chein nira me'ad delo gar b'Shechem. He didn't live in Shechem. Ella dim kein tzarchi and ma'idik sevlalam pasuk chavchatz v'yomer gal mi Shechem kin avdo v'alohu melech al kol Yisrael v'lo rak al Shechem. So mashma from Chav Ches that he's only a king over Shechem. Mashma from here he's a king of all Yisrael. So which was it? Was he king of all Yisrael? Or was he a king over Shechem? That's the pasuk.
We have a halacha category, king of a city.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, Melech Malki Tzedek.
Yeah, but
Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem. I'm talking about as right. He's asking us halachically. I mean, you do have the split, meaning you had that there was Melech Yisrael, right?
And Melech Yehuda.
Melech Yehuda and Melech Yisrael.
Melech that Yehuda, was Melech legitimate. That wasn't that legitimate halachic malchus.
Wait a second, what about the...
Was it not legitimate? I don't know. We'll have to wait till we get up to...
Stone wasn't a Melech, Stone wasn't...
Yeah, but this is before Mantara.
Okay.
He's talking about Allah. How did that work when there was Malchus based David and Malchus Yisrael? I mean, we call it Malchus Yisrael. We do call it Malchus Yisrael. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do call it that. So they had certain din Malach. I don't know. Good question. Venera. Da'afagav the Malach HaKol Yisrael. V'lo rak al Shechem levad. Okay? So he wasn't king only over Shechem. You have to say. Mikol makom chaluk ayu malchus al kol Yisrael mi malchus al Shechem. But there was a nafkamina. There was a difference between his malchus over Shechem and his malchus over the rest of kol Yisrael. The b'Shechem harayim lichu oso v'kiblu al of the melech. Shechem made him king and they accepted him as king. Ulam al shal Yisrael nir delohim lichu oso elohu bechazka malach al kol Yisrael. So he's saying, for Shechem, he was a melech, a rightful melech. They wanted him to be king. They made him king. They appointed him king. For the rest of Klal Yisrael, he was like a sar. The Yesh Lomer, the Mishum Hachi, Loksib Bekra, Umalach Al Yisrael, Kiim, Vayosar. That's why it says this Lashon Vayosar, not Vayimloch. Davi Lashon Balkarcha, Velo Midatam. Vine Kol HaMoreid, Beshofet, Yesh Lo Rishush Lahargo, Kimo HaMoreid Bemelech. Okay, that's the Abarbanel. We said five things like a melech, five things not like a melech. One thing is Shofit was like a melech, that if you're Morid, you are Chayiv. Ulafizeh, Yeshlomer, Im Anshe Shchem, so he says it comes out in Afkamina Lalacha. Im Anshe Shchem, how you Mordimbo, if the people of Shchem were Morid, how you Rishai Lahargon, he can kill them. But if the rest of Klal Yisrael rebels against him, so then they wouldn't be called Mor b'Malchus. Dineverid Baz Perek Gimel Meilchus Melachim Melachim Ches Aha Dichasav Aram Dichol Amorik B'Melach Yeshel V'Shus Lahargo V'Zelishon Avai Melach Haynu Shehumlak Al Pinavi. Oh, she'eskimu alav kol Yisrael. Aval im kam ish echad umalach al Yisrael b'chazka ein Yisrael chayavim l'shmo elav v'amimara es piv lo nikra moreid b'malchus V'imken, kivon de al shar yisro malach b'chazka, lo'oyah lov toras melech v'shofet aleyem, v'lo'oyah chayavin l'shmoa eilav. He wasn't a rightful king over the rest of Klal Yisrael, so they didn't have to listen to him. V'imhim rubo, lo'oyah chayavin misa. And therefore, if they rebel, they're not chayav misa. Ulefizel seshaper gamke might look se vayishbot esil. It also doesn't say vayishbot. The kivon shemalach bechazka v'lo iskimu alav kol yisrael lo yolav af torah shofet. He wasn't even a rightful shofet. What does he do with the fact that he was on the list? I don't know. Avol amar vayasar kihaya in yano rak srara gereda lo davar acher. He was not a rightful shofet either. Umemela seshaper nami my di amar gal mi shechem. Kinavdenu, kiloya aleinu Torah shofet rak al shechem levad velo al shal Yisrael. So that's the feeling he wants to make.
He's taking on that there is a melech locally
that you could have that,
or you could explain it differently. Dainu, that the machlokas poskim in Shechem, the Mor Da'asra said he's a melech, and that's why Shechem the Mor Da'asra says he's not a melech, he's nothing.
Can you finish what you were saying about?
No, we finished. Meaning the conclusion is, going to the Rinas Yitzchak, is that he was a melech in Shechem, a full melech, and therefore there would be a din of Morid B'Malchus if they rebel against him. But on the rest of Klal Yisrael, he wasn't a melech, not even a shofet, and therefore, if they're Morid against him, they would not be Chayiv Misa. They would not be Chayiv Misa.
Big Chedesh. He's saying Malchus, he could have a local melech.
Big Chedesh, yes. That's what he's saying. The Diritova says, he has a different question. Do we have time for this? He has a different question, meaning, could there be such a thing as impeachment of a melech? Could you impeach a melech? Could we say, we don't want this melech anymore? And once they say that, then there won't be Morid B'Malchus. Meaning, if he's Melech and they rebel, so then Morid B'Malchus. But can they say, is there such a thing as, we don't want it to be Melech anymore? Did it ever happen? Oh, so it did happen.
Sanhedrin.
It did happen. How did it happen?
Sanhedrin. No?
With David HaMelech it happened. The neighbor Sefer Pashas Drachim. He brings the Yerushalmi and Harios. Amarev Chona, kol osen shisha chadashim sheyadavu rechmei avshalom. Those 6 months that David was on the run, b'seira haya mischaper kehedjot, ki pasak lo din malchus. It stopped for him din malchus ki am Yisrael lo chevetz bo mibnei mered avshalom. They didn't want him. Umelech shoam lo chevetz bo posek mimenu dinei melucha. The Ein HaMorid Bo Chayiv Misa, and therefore at that point they would not be Chayiv Misa. V'chein Kosev Bepirish HaMishnah La Rambam Perek Gimel Meharios Shanasi Hu Melech Ein Lo Gedula Ela Kishe Mitzvaso Nasis U'B'Shebatol Inyon Ze HaReu Kehedit. Once it's batal, so he's like Kehedit. So Klal Yisrael has the ability, it seems, from David HaMelech to impeach the king. There could be such a thing that could impeach the king. Okay, it's pretty amazing. He's going to ask a kasha on it from a different Gemara. That's Yerushalmi, and that's how the Parshas Drachim.